braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Podcast number 35.
35 and a half.
Yep. This your boy B.
Your boy D.
Man. Never been on the show before?
Yeah, I never been on the show. My name, man.
But you heard
you know what I'm saying? They know me as B. I know you done heard some of my stuff. But now I'm here personally in the studio. Holla at y'all.
Now, the name you record your music under is usually a what now?
B. Okay. Or BNFA, but for short, they call me B.
We usually introduce you as man, I think, don't we?
Yeah, I got all your shit as man.
Well then, now, my name man, they call me man, but now you know me as B. Call me whatever
so
you want.
So am I supposed to be calling you BNF?
No, you call me whatever you want. Whatever the people know me as is what they know me as.
Hey, if we call him man, it's not going to matter.
No, it's not going to matter because that's what they know.
Well, yeah. We'll bring it up again.
Maybe.
And your boy with you, Scoot?
My name's Scoot Dog from Gus George, baby. Come holler at me soon. Come and drop a 2008 for y'all, so be on the lookout.
You know, Mr. Pierce?
What's up? Welcome to the world of podcasting.
Yes. You can always check us out at podcast.shapelessmass.com. You can check us out at myspace.com/shapelessmasscast. Email us with this thing we got here.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com. And Sir Mildred Pierce @gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Cool.
And we're going to jump right into it. And, earlier we were talking about, like, race and shit like that. So we got this song by Sarah Silverman, which...
But you got all the stuff after that, right? The response?
Yes.
Yeah,
so we're going to check out
Here's some racist music by Sarah Silverman. You haven't heard it yet, man. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I might...
You might like it.
Nah, I might not enjoy it, but it's all good.
No. I think you're really going to dig it.
Here we go.
We'll see if my prediction is true.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I love you more than bears love honey. I love you more than Jews love money. I love you more than Asians are good at math. I love you even if it's not hip. I love you more than black people don't tip. I love you more than Puerto Ricans need that. I love you more than girls love dolls. I love you more than dogs love balls. I love you more than the white stuff in a zip. I love you like Gary Busey. I love you more than Dyke love Boosie. I love you more than my after show monster bong hit. Jewish people driving German cars. Jewish people driving German cars. Jewy people buying German cars. What the cock is that shit? But maybe it's like Take Back the Night. Maybe it's like our bleeding hearts grow old and swing to the right. Maybe it's like when a faggot calls himself a faggot. People driving German cars is the opposite of FUBU. But maybe it's Patty Hearst siding with her kidnappers. Maybe it's South African miner killing diamond-wearing gangster rappers. Maybe it's like when black guys call each other niggers. Cha-cha-cha.
Wanna could have paid me for nothing like that. Ain't enough money in the world. I'm like, who? You want me to be on your video? Okay, I got something for you. I'd have been sitting that way, but to come stand in front of me. As soon as she just started laughing, I'll smack the shit out of her ass. It had to sue me. Hell no. I look more than black people love FUBU. Bitch, I got your FUBU. That's okay. Anyway, what's her name?
That was Sarah Silverman with German. Sarah Silverman.
Okay, I got a punchline for your ass in my next song. Don't worry. Don't worry, Sarah Silverman.
You start some shit with Sarah Silverman.
Oh, I will.
Put a Sarah Silverman diss track, man.
I will.
The silver on my dick. The silver on my dick.
I got some.
Don't stop now. The silver on my dick.
The silver on my dick. And yes, she stopped quick. I heard she was a Jew. She don't like them German bitches.
She doesn't like German cars, apparently.
Oh, man.
Well, Sarah Silverman, don't knock it till you try it. Black is beautiful.
All day. Fuck off the road.
Well, if this bitch, LaShonda Meadows hit this, I'm coming for you. You better wear that vest all night, bitch. You and that nigga Brandon.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Oh, Hot Fuzz.
Heck yes.
Who playing Hot Fuzz?
A top-notch London cop is banished to a small-town meter-maid hell by his jealous colleagues, but his finely tuned police skills tell him that something's not adding up in a series of perceived accidents in the town. Have you ever seen Shaun the Dead?
Yes, I've seen it.
It's the guys who made that. It's the same people and everything.
Yeah, okay. That'd
be awesome.
Yeah, I think it might be good because Shaun of the Dead was funny. Exactly. As opposed to making Dawn of the Dead, that was a funny ass movie. I give Dawn of the Dead a 10, but the movie they talking about now, I probably get out of 10 because they made it.
Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah. Well, what do you think of Hot Fuzz?
I think Shaun of the Dead is my favorite.
Hot Fuzz, I seen clips of it. I think it'll be.
Hot Fuzz?
Mm-hmm. I seen clips of it. I think it'll be a very good movie. I give it an 8.5.
An 8.
I have pretty good feelings about it. I'm probably gonna go with an 8. I haven't seen anything bad by those guys. All I've seen is Space and Shaun of the Dead. So
right.
I don't really have any basis.
Did you finish that Space?
All I seen was Shaun of the Dead, and I like the Shaun of the Dead. You know what I'm saying?
The second season?
No, not the second season.
I'm gonna give it 9.
9. Okay, so we're all pretty much the same place. And that was easy.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Give us something hard.
How about the number 23?
I don't even know what that is.
It's got Jim Carrey.
It's got Jim Carrey playing a serious role.
He's usually pretty awesome in his roles.
A man obsessed with a book he believes mirrors his own life begins to live out the details of the book, which also leads to a psychotic fixation on the number 23.
Okay, now that might be, I think, of my boy Jim Carrey starring it already. Mm. He's funny. But since it's a serious movie and they say it's leading on what?
Like, it sounds like a horror thriller type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim Carrey. It's like a psychological
horror movie. But he's done serious movies before and did them really well, actually.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Being a fan of Jim Carrey, love you, man. I give it a 7.
Yeah,
I give
it
7.
Any of the serious movies?
No. I ain't really seen.
I've only seen that.
Okay.
Now since EBA just said that, I'll probably give him about an 8 or 9.
I give him 7.
I give him about an 8 or 9.
Cause you know what I'm saying, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
He most of comedy, and I like him for comedy because he's very strong with it.
Yeah.
When he came out in In Living Color.
Yeah.
How about okay. Man in the Moon? You
that's
ever seen
true.
That?
What
Man in the Moon? That's another series. That's a comedic,
it's just like my boy Scoop said. You know what I'm saying? Jim Carrey, makes funny movies. So. Based on his serious movies, I give him a 7. But on his scary movies, on scale 1 to 10, I give him a 10 all the way because that's what he really is,
right,
funny.
Right.
But on the serious movie, I will probably give him about a 7.
I love
that's
Jim.
That's not what he do. Well, much love to my boy Jim Carrey.
I think he really does the serious movies.
The first movie.
He like all the movies you're saying that are serious, he brings like a kind of a comedic element to it, even if it's not the same.
And that's kind of where they originate from.
Okay,
so without bringing a comedian element to it.
The first movie I ever saw, man, was called The Deadpool. It was a Clint Eastwood movie. It was a Dirty Harry movie.
I can say that's a good one, but.
I know. I'm just saying he played a completely serious role, no comedy at all.
Well, I'm just saying if it's a Jim Carrey.
Mostly all his movies he bring out is all comedy.
Made for him.
That's where he originate from. That's where he gets mostly from. That's where his money comes from.
Serious movie, The Majestic. I've never seen that one.
I heard about it.
I heard about it too. I never seen The Majestic.
I'll tell you like this, you know what I'm saying? Jim Carrey, he's just always,
all-around character. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, he's just a comedian all around. That's just what he is.
I'm gonna go with the 7 or 6. Though.
Yeah, the 7. That's what I'm going with.
The 6, just because
I'm a little worried about the whole 23 thing, because there's already a huge kind of conversation about the number 23, and so who knows what the movie's about?
You talking about 23?
Wow.
It's like a Discordian thing.
Red Line. Anybody here seen Red
Line?
No.
Nah.
As soon as you hear what it's about, you're going to want to go see it.
Is it racing? Cars?
More illegal drag racing, good-looking kids, and appalling behavior, all for the sake of showcasing...
I just want to be in it.
So I'm going to guess you're right about a 7 or an 8 right off the bat.
I give it about an 8,
I'm like a 3, so...
I mean,
a 3.
Those
I
don't movies, like...
You ain't never like Fast and the Furious.
Oh, God, no.
But I give it a 7.
Have you seen it?
I give about an 8.
I've never seen it.
You never seen Fast and Furious?
No.
Oh, actually, you ain't seen.
I've never eaten dog shit either, but you know what?
Have you ever seen? You gotta see Tokyo Drifting.
Ask me if it tastes good.
You gotta see Tokyo Drifting.
Tastes good, EBA?
No.
You know what? When I get my DVD, I'm bringing that Tokyo Drift over here for you.
And Tokyo Drift is like.
He's got that shit. If he doesn't have that shit, he gets it. And he wants me to see it.
So I like that kind of stuff. But, I mean, you like Ronin.
Roman.
And that's a car chase movie.
No, it had a plot story and amazing actors. It had fucking Robert De Niro.
Yeah, Robert De Niro.
He plays Scarface?
Nah, Al Pacino plays.
Yeah, he played that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's one thing I always got.
Robert De Niro played Don Corleone, though.
So, yeah.
Godfather.
That's why they're confused, I think. They're both them and the Godfather.
What? Yeah, and he...
Yeah, but, you know, I think they were already kind of established as that kind of...
I just want to establish that Scarface is the best gangster movie that was ever made. It'll never be another movie to top it.
They should have made a second.
What? They should have made a second.
What, zombie Scarface?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because he did die in.
Can I ask my black ignorance question?
Go ahead.
Because we'll make it a segment for every show that you're on, because I need to ask him, you know, why am I ignorant of this black culture thing? Okay, why do white people like The Godfather and why do black people like Scarface? What is it?
Scarface, keep it real with y'all.
Just a badass.
First of all, Scarface is all about the bread. And then, second of all, when it come down to it, he ain't scared to murk nobody.
If you want.
He was a hitman before he got on top. He had to kill everybody to get on top. He had to do what he had to do. And that's what it's all about, getting his money and never letting another nigga get in your way.
Really, I tell you like this. I like both Godfather and Scarface because Godfather, they was all connected. Police, FBI, judges and all.
Like completely different movies. They're totally different.
But the reason why we like
Scarface. Yeah, they cover all different aspects of being a gangster.
Yeah.
The difference is that The Godfather is about, you know, like...
his whole family.
A family, whereas...
Scarface is about him. Right. It's about him getting his money and getting on top of the world. That's why he say the world is yours.
He never
changed.
His personality doesn't change either. He's consistent throughout the film.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people that appeal to him, but that's where they're coming from.
That's basically what it is.
I could have told you that, motherfucker.
When it's about making money, it's about making money. You ain't gonna let nobody get in your way of making money, is you, Mildred? You don't let nobody get away, is you?
Come on. You already know you is
my
not.
My job's in my way.
But your job getting you bread, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not in your way.
My job. The fact that I don't like my job.
Love my job. 24/7 hustler all day.
Keep working out.
Know what I'm saying? I feel the same way. 24/7 hustler all day. Know what I'm saying? After that nigga got out, he couldn't get back on trying to stay off papers. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. When I get back to it, I'm going to be getting that paper again.
Ain't no big deal. Well, let's go ahead and play another song. What are we going to hear?
Well, we can play mine then.
We're going to play Man's new song with Rob G.
Yeah. Okay, this your boy B. We're going to play my new shit I laid down last week. It's called Soldier Shit. Featuring my boy Rob G, the newest member of the Street League. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When the album drop, go get it. It's gonna be the hottest shit in the stores, nigga.
Cheer. Yeah.
This your boy B.
Street League exclusive.
Street League, Uptown.
Rob G, I see you, my nigga.
I'ma hold you down, my boy. I'ma hold you down.
Right now.
Hey, UG.
I'm seeing a lot of crab niggas. You know it. And I'm trying to hold this nigga Rob G back. And you trying to hold me back, and it just don't work like that, nigga.
Fuck him.
Fuck 'em. I want some soldier shit. Your homie wants wild. You gonna get me killed. Your homie get inside. You want some soldier shit. Your homie wants wild. Wild. Let's show you the ones I be got. I want some soldier shit. Your homie wants wild. You gonna get me killed. Your homie get inside.
Hands up to me, yeah, I'm here to lead them troops out. And I ain't saying nothing cause you know what I'm about. And I ain't spraying nothing till we in the final round. 380s and 4 pounds of ladies niggas down. No costs of shit, and we ain't thinking consequences. Nope, we just thinking of the present. Don't let this street shit catch you slipping in a second. Cause it'll take your life away only if you let it. So I keep my head right, stay in a mind frame. Got me a little shorty, and she ain't in the mind games.
Okay.
Now that's a down ass chick, a down ass bitch. When I'm down the ride with, come home real late, and she let me slide in. Fold her legs up till they touching on her fucking chin. I get my shorty gangsta, man, she know she fucking with a thug.
I want some soldier shit. Your homie wants wild. You gonna get me killed. Your homie get inside. You want some soldier shit. G, your homie wants wild. Let us show you niggas how we ride. I want some soldier shit. Your homie wants wild.
You
gonna get me killed. Your homie get inside. You want some soldier shit. G, your homie wants wild. Let us show you niggas how we ride.
Soldier shit, get though and might fuck your bitch. Uptown Street League, my nigga, we running shit. 24/5, yep, but they on my hip. Can't stand when you pussy niggas wanna trip. Chopper in the trunk, yep, it's time to dip. Understand, my nigga, what? She love the dick. I'm on some soldier shit. My nigga, let's ride. You got that weed, my nigga? Let's get high. Cause I know a double homicide. And this is the way we get down. This is no lie. From uptown to bar to Milledgeville. My niggas do this. We do this in the battlefield. So keep it real and look me in my eye. And ask yourself one time, pussy nigga, you ready to die? This the way we live. It's a thin line between love and hate. So fuck it, y'all niggas keep it straight.
I want some soldier shit. Your homie wants wild. You gonna get me killed. Your homie get inside. You want some soldier shit. Your homie wants wild. Let's show you niggas how we ride. I want some soldier shit. Your homie wants wild. You gonna get me killed. Your homie get inside.
I dropped the dime, so shorty bend over, go and open that thing up. I show you where to still get tough. Is you real or what? I need a down ass bitch that when it's time to fight, she ready to buck. We all grown up. And yeah, we on some real shit. The type, if this nigga front, he will get hit. You can fight it if you wanna, but G murder you quick. You know, ashes to ashes, throwing dirt in your ditch. And well known, the street leads full blown. Cross that bridge by yourself and you could die on your own. You know that still talk tight, you know I'm hugging the chrome. And I have a thing I'm aiming at, I'm blasting your dome. I got a little veteran. Run if the federals came, nigga. You know the rules to the game. If you stay, then you caught. Buck and you might got a chance to get out.
I want some soldier shit. Your homie wants wild. You gonna get me killed. Your homie get inside. You want some soldier shit. Your homie wants wild. Let's show you niggas how we ride. I want some soldier shit. Your homie wants wild.
We take it from uptown to the APP, nigga.
down in here. I got my bro Rob G on the track, you know how we do it.
Pussy niggas walk a straight line, nigga.
You heard what it said, it's a thin line, my nigga. You gotta walk it straight, nigga, and careful. It's the movement, nigga. You hear it?
Shit.
Did they have good apples in Apple Valley?
Did you get
good apples?
Nah, you get hood shit when you go to Apple Valley, my nigga.
I will all them niggas asked by my damn self, bro.
You can get the trees in Apple Valley. You can get that white in Apple Valley. You can get that hard in Apple Valley. You know what I'm saying? You can get the pills in Apple Valley. We got whatever you want, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Get a car.
Huh?
Car.
Shit, nigga. A nigga pop your car for you if you want to. It's gonna be hot, but you can get your car if you want it.
I
tell you like this.
You can get plenty of guns out there. You know what I'm saying? That's where I cop my 380 from. It's in the closet under the collar shirts, my nigga. Fuck with me.
When you first come out the Underwood,
that's
cool.
That's what you want the world to know.
When you first come out the Underwood, you better know what it is. Because you even breathe wrong, them boys will jump on you, cuz.
That's how they is now, Valley. They don't know you out there. You walking down the street, niggas gonna try you up. Be like, nigga, what the fuck you doing in my hood, nigga? And I be posted up right with them. What's up?
Gunplay, we got it. From SKs on up to end down.
Vest, we hold it too, nigga. We got vests for you.
We got it.
Hold it down, my nigga. We got the shit in the military. God, nigga, we got K's. What's up, nigga? You and my nigga neat, nigga. We got shit in the military. God, nigga.
And tell me I'm coming to the soundtrack, coming to our club. We'll shit you down.
Huh? Nigga, you can get grenades out there, my nigga. You can get whatever the fuck you want, my nigga.
I can get you an arm and armor.
It's Narts out there. We still do doing this shit, my nigga. We smoke weed sitting on the green box, my nigga.
Oh god, we're getting contacted by the ATF.
And the narcs just riding by looking at us like, the fuck y'all doing, but we don't give a fuck. Well, that's how it is in Underwood. They don't give a fuck. Ask my nigga Nick here, tell you.
My hood, we won't talk about it. We'll come get you that same day. We talking about fighting and talking about something going to do what you do, we come holler at you. Okay.
So this would be a good place, like if there's a zombie attack.
Yeah, pretty much, nigga. We got what you need.
We got a whole gate around our neighborhood.
I don't know. I always kind of go to Larry's house.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, we got.
Well, you go to Larry's house while we standing on the block lighting these niggas up when they in our hood like regular niggas. If you come invading the space, nigga, we taking headshots. That's all it take, nigga. One shot, knock you off the block.
If you're a zombie, yeah. Okay.
If you heal me too.
Yeah, definitely.
If you heal me, if the humans come, it take one shot for them too.
I don't know. My dad got shot in the head and he still living. He done got shot
so,
seven
sometimes
times.
You get lucky, but in general, you know, if you get a shot through the brain.
Speaking of
like
getting shot,
yeah, he got shot.
Move around a little and scoop out some of your.
Nah, I think he got shot with a 38 or 9.
Our sponsor for this episode is Bubble Wrap. Yay!
Right. Yay! What's up, Bubble Wrap?
Yay! I want y'all to play with Bubble Wrap for a while.
Yeah, cut us off some strips. You got some scissors?
Actually, yeah. I should give everybody a little bit of the Bubble Wrap. I'm talking it all to myself. I'm sorry.
Sponsor person are you?
You can't even talk to us.
This is not. We need some.
Talk. Yeah, this is shitty Bubble Wrap.
What Bubble Wrap is this? We need to talk shit about the brand Bubble Wrap. Where's the logo?
Huh? And then with the little bubbles.
No, Bubble Wrap.
What happened to the Bubble Wrap with the big bubbles?
Pops, that's the whole purpose, right?
I just want to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Just people these days. Now, people in the old days, they were straight gangster by everything they do. You, a person couldn't even snitch on a nigga. You wouldn't even make it. For real.
Yeah, that's true.
You could have gotten copper.
You know what I'm saying? Then you got niggas wanna snitch and stuff, man. Shut your mouth, you old sap. You know what a sap is to me?
I don't think they know.
Dead ass bitch.
Okay.
You just gotta learn how to keep your peace through anything. Don't crack under pressure because you are always down.
And if you wanna hear a scratch that's fresh, listen.
Fresh. Fresh.
Always fucking first.
Like this.
Talk about politics.
You talking about the president?
President Bush.
Yeah, Bush.
You can kiss my ass.
Oh, let's not get on Bush because I feel like he can kiss my ass too.
Yeah, you know about freedom of speech.
Bill Clinton, I like him.
I miss him sometimes.
I like Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
because
I miss
ran.
Him too. Because he was just—he was like
coming
a black person
a black
in a white
man.
Body. I was like, he kept it real. Why can't the man get head if he want to get head?
But
and
you know,
gonna
make him lose presidency.
What everybody get about, head. You can't say you don't get head.
Trying to run from president. What's his name?
Kerry.
Muhammad.
No,
I thought you talking about Kerry. That you said.
Trying
to run
this election.
Yeah.
Barack Obama is the guy who's running for president.
You know what I'm saying? I probably, you know, I just want to know, is he for us or is he for them people?
Like Condoleezza Rice, she's most likely for the rich white people.
I think she's specifically for George W. Bush. I think they got a thing going.
Because she know tripping. George W. Bush got something going.
I felt kind of good when I seen a black boy with him and run.
But then when I figured out how Condoleezza Rice was, I was like, man, fuck her, man.
At least, like Colin Powell, he made a good choice there.
And now he just fucking up.
They should listen to him, though. They should listen to him.
Now, you know what I'm saying? I think for a black president. But
think about it,
us black folks.
I think Colin Powell lost.
You'll be the first black president and the first one to get assassinated. really be truthful about it. If
not
you really
the first
think about
to be assassinated.
It.
George W. Bush?
No, I really, you know what I'm saying, thank for a black president, but if you really think about it, you'd be the first black president to get assassinated. Come on.
Well, yeah, come I might kind of do.
Be real.
I might kind of.
You got to think about the negative and the positive.
He's just got to be careful, you know? I mean, yeah. Everyone's, you know, there's always going to be people out there who want to try.
I say it like
every
this.
So.
Not yeah. trying to be funny, George W. Bush, man, but you suck. I seen you on TV, man. And you're a butterfinger nigga.
Every year, on the beginning of the year, your first speech of the year, I think that's a whole lot of bullshit, too. I watch your speech every
Come
year, and it
now.
Sounds stupid and stupider every year.
Why,
it's not like you don't know what to say
why,
no more.
Why put more money into the military? Look at the people here. Schools, education.
Not even that. Look at Africa.
So
you're spending billions of dollars on a war that's not even involving us. And you got people in Africa you could be putting money in to help with what's going on over there. You got diseases over there. Know what I'm saying? But you put money that you say we ain't got, you still spending that on a war that's not ours.
Having disease
on
man-made, cool.
Because the money doesn't go towards weapons and stuff like that. It goes to buy the refineries and shit they're building over there. That's where the money's going.
Man, why is he building up over there and that's their own country? What was going on over there belonged to them? If he had money to step in to support a war that's going to go on over there, why he couldn't support that first?
You know what?
I mean, that's been going on.
You're talking about it like those would be his motivations. Seriously, Bush interested in Africa? He's interested in Iraq. He loves Iraq.
And why do he love Iraq? Because the oil, right?
Exactly, you know.
Exactly, because of the oil.
But it's not even the oil that we get.
It's the oil he want to get.
No, it's not even oil we get. We don't even get oil from. No,
he want to cut a deal to get the oil.
We don't. It's not that either. We build the refinery. The refinery costs millions upon
the
billions of
deal,
dollars.
The biggest,
okay, so why?
No. The biggest deal about Iraq and Afghanistan. It doesn't have to have anything to do with the oil that's underneath those countries, but it gives them a huge foothold within the region.
They've been wanting to put a pipeline through there. They want to put a pipeline through Iran too. They want a major pipeline like we got in Alaska. They want one through there, and they have to get
getting in for a while. They know that this whole president job is bullshit. I mean, you're only in the job for
eight
years, 4 years
if you do it well.
That is true.
Well, I see it like
so they are planning very far
in
advance.
Put it this way.
Bush made more money not being president than he makes on his paycheck for being president. That's something for real.
Well, yeah, it's definitely not for the paycheck.
Motherfucking congressmen, they don't make shit when it comes. I mean, they make more than us. They make more than all four of us put together. But for what they're used to making, it ain't nothing. Like Sam Nunn, when he was in Congress, he was head of, the chairman of the board for Coca-Cola. You can't tell me he makes as much being congressman as he does.
Yeah, that is true.
Coca-Cola.
That is
so,
true.
So, you know, I mean, they're doing it because they use that as a place to get things that they want done, you know, things that are going to make them money in the long run. That's what they're looking at.
I said like that, people need to stop being for themselves, you know what I'm saying? And these times that are coming, it's only going to get worse. That should bring people more together.
Things are going to, there's going to be things that bring a whole other level of worse.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Only time people get together is like what? 9/11, when people was dying. Why you want to get together when people were dying? People started dying on these streets. You know what I'm saying? You started got these premature babies, these crackheads. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real, which I'm going to call it like I see it. These prostitutes at a young age. You know what I'm saying? Our sisters and brothers. Why we say fuck them? You know what I'm saying? Everybody deserve a chance, no matter what they do. Don't look down on them. Help them. That's what
I'm
saying.
Some people just don't care about people like that.
And then
Bush doesn't care about crack babies.
But it ain't even that, though. But it ain't even that. Look at what happened in Hurricane Katrina, man. Look what happened in Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. Why it took them so long to come get them? And what? Most of New Orleans, that's 90-something percent of it is what? Black, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why did it take them so long to get out there?
I'm going to tell you what I heard about
it. But it didn't take him no time to get over there to go to Iraq to go fight a war to get some oil, but he couldn't come over there quicker to save oil, to save people.
Before they came over here, because
before what?
the water came in and all that. They say they heard bombs go off by them dams, cuz.
I just don't.
The conspiracy theories.
And what?
I don't like. Well, basically, I'm gonna leave the subject alone. I just don't like Bush personally.
They knew it was just coming in.
I just don't like Bush personally. I'm gonna leave the subject alone.
Either way, what happened in New Orleans, whether it was somebody blowing up a levee or shitty ass design levee bursting, it was.
I think it was the shitty ass design levee.
There's, I mean, what a perfect place to cover something up, a city that's been abandoned, you know? Do you think there ain't people going through files and whatever, getting that shit out before? I mean, it's just like the World Trade Center, all the shit that we lost there. I mean, this is the New York City headquarters of like the CIA and the FBI and all the big three-letter, you know, they agencies took from.
I give it up to them, because they took that
and
shit.
And most of it was World Trade Center 7, which took that.
But that is good for some people who had committed something and they couldn't get out of it. But then the flood just washed all their records away.
You know what I'm saying? I feel, you know what I'm saying, about the oil and stuff, but why we go over there fucking with them people? People don't want us over there, cuz. And they willing to die for what they believe in.
That's why they got kids strapped with bombs. They got
kids carrying K's, dog.
These niggas were killing choppers.
So because of this, we're going to play Immortal Technique. Song's called Bin Laden. Check it out.
All right.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga, tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Pledge no allegiance, nigga, fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features. Drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act to track you to the type of your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars, and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullshit. I show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who talks shit or look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids. And I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house niggas that support you and like you. Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily. And poor people never get shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
I don't rap for dead presidents. I'd rather see the president dead. It's never been said, but I set precedents.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga.
City Records was 80 seconds away from the tower. Some cowards fought with the wrong building. They meant to hit ours.
Yeah, Immortal Technique featuring Mos Def. Y'all feeling that?
Yeah, I was feeling that.
Yeah, I like
that. I like that shit.
Oh, shit. Who's involved though? I don't know. Who's Bin Laden?
Bush and Bin Laden.
Nah, you're just being a fool.
Seriously, you heard anything about Bin Laden?
Yeah.
I don't know,
man. And Bin Laden over here.
That song's actually like 3 or 4 years old, too.
Bin Laden chilling somewhere.
Nah, he's dead.
Nah, he ain't.
He ain't dead.
Motherfucker was on dialysis.
He might be dead by now.
They can't even. Did they find him?
You know what dialysis requires?
Tupac was on dialysis.
That ain't no. That is some serious shit.
Yes.
How often do you get that? Correct. I mean, I know Bin Laden. I think he needs it daily.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he went on dialysis.
You can't.
Look how they did. But look how they did Tupac. They had him showing up, cut, dead. You know what I'm saying? Bullet. All right, nah. They also got photos. Niggas still dropping hits. You know what I'm saying?
Is this conspiracy theory? I love a good conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy. It was straight conspiracy, doubt, for real. I don't know what it is. I don't know if Tupac dead or alive. I just know he still got hit. Some people say he
all that money.
Some people say
if
he
it was
him
me.
A long
I
time
go.
Ago.
I move overseas like Michael Jackson did it.
Some people say. Some people say that nigga just wrote songs a long time ago. And some people say he hiding somewhere on the island and he's still writing songs and sending them back to the record company so they can play them. Me personally, I don't think he dead.
You don't think he's dead?
No, if he survived about 5 shots the first time, I don't think he got shot again. I just guess he got tired of trouble. Because he was beefing all the time.
You think he's a superhero?
No, I don't think he's a superhero. I just don't think he's dead. I think they lied about his death.
I would, you know, chance to suggest that, like, the first time he got shot, he probably just got lucky. You know, because he got shot 5 times. Don't die.
But then they don't even know who shot him last time. But Suge Knight was supposed to be in the car. They let all these shots go through the door now. How one didn't hit the one in the driver's side? And these is automatic guns.
This is like all dealing
guns. Suge Knight had something to do
Suge
with
Knight,
it.
Yes,
that's a dirty motherfucker.
He had to hop out the car and something before happened when they lit him up. When they pulled up and lit him up.
Oh shit! It's Suge.
Boom, boom. Suge run around me. Boom, 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 boom. 380 out the top, nigga.
Anyway.
Mildred reviews the world.
Flight plan.
Flight plan.
Oh yeah.
That's one with Jodie Foster?
Yeah. That was actually, I like that.
Well, you know why I like it more.
He's obsessed with airplanes.
I like airplanes and stuff.
I got it.
And then they're crawling all around in the insides of the airplanes and stuff, you know, and that was pretty cool.
I got a good move for you.
No, we already got Flight Plan. That's a good movie.
Oh, I still want to hear his suggestion.
Oh, no, go ahead. What's your suggestion?
Inside Man with Denzel Washington.
Okay. I'll do that one.
Oh, okay. I haven't even seen that.
I love it. For one, I love heist movies. Any kind of heist movie, I'm in, you know. And Spike Lee.
Oh, I do remember hearing about that.
Spike Lee doing his thing, you know, because he's just kind of one of those weird directors, so he always does something a little weirder than most. And the whole, the surprise reveal or whatever. Yeah, I ain't going to say nothing because he hasn't seen it. That's one of those movies you really don't want to give anything away. But it was just brilliant and awesome. And
So, thumbs?
God. I think, I wish I was more interested in, like, the whole Jodie Foster, that old guy storyline, you know? Because Jodie Foster's usually really awesome in anything she's in, and she's kind of almost a supporting role in this movie. Mm-hmm. I was just more interested in that because I wanted to stick pretty much to the bank robbery and Washington storyline. You know, the whole movie when it went off on those little tangents, I was like, come on, get back to the heist because it's a brilliant plan and just him almost going crazy just trying to figure it out. It's just brilliant and wish I could talk about it more. But I'm excited that you haven't seen it because it's definitely worth it.
Okay,
great soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Too. As usual, Spike Lee. He's just a stand-up actor. One of those guys.
I haven't seen everything Spike Lee's done, but I haven't seen a bad movie by him.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard anybody say like that movie's so good.
Yeah.
Is it a Spike Lee joint?
You should get it. It's
a Spike Lee joint.
So yeah, 4 thumbs up.
Thumbs down.
Maybe the whole thing I've mentioned before. I don't know. No thumbs down. Maybe like an index finger.
An index finger.
Okay, yeah, that's like half. It's an awesome film.
Okay. What? you ain't gonna fall asleep again, are you?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Alright, okay. Okay, how about food? Or a restaurant? Food or a restaurant?
Food.
Kyoto.
Kyoto? Is that a restaurant here in town?
Yeah.
You haven't been to Kyoto?
No, I have, but I always get all those confused.
Up there,
where is it located?
By the mall. By,
on, where the that movie theater?
Yeah. Dollar Movie.
I've been there. I don't usually like to go to the places where they just stuff you with food. I always feel like shit afterwards, like carrying around like a tumor or something.
And then, but you know, I love the experience.
And I don't like the day either because those places are always expensive. But shit, man, they kick you up next to people. It's one of those at table kind of things.
Yeah.
They always have like.
I haven't been to that one. What I've been to is the one over in the Kmart Shopping Center in Washington. No, most of
I used to go to the one a lot next to the Masterson one. And they burned down.
It burned down?
Yeah, it was like one of those mysterious.
I know that.
Insurance fraud fire.
Shit about that.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about either.
In case the Chinese mafia shows up.
I know where I was that weekend.
Fucking nigga.
So,
That's something for they little Chinese.
Hey, then we got something for they little Chinese.
I'll make you hit a flip.
They are Chinese, right?
No, they're Japanese, isn't it?
Well, fuck them Japanese niggas is. Shit, they run up in my hood. Talking about the China, Japanese mafia.
Chinese mafia, that's a whole other issue I have with them.
What are you doing? Are you in beef with some of them cats?
Yeah, I'm cool with the Japanese guys. And the Koreans that pretend to be Japanese, I'm cool with them.
What's that?
Is that my Japanese sword?
That Japanese guy?
Yeah, I need my sword. I have that cat that come home and get my sword.
Oh, you was for the 500 niggas?
Japanese?
Well, they wanted to, but that's why I got my sword and they backed off. My sword.
Okay.
Don't get started.
Yeah, they do it with the Chinese ninjas. People. Hey.
Damn ninjas.
They bad.
Damn Chinese Yakuza.
So thumbs up, thumb down?
For Kyoto? Like, that's like one of those four thumbs up and then like three thumbs down for making me feel like shit.
Also, the next day, too, when you gotta go to the bathroom, man.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And then eat the leftovers.
You're gonna be fucked up.
But I like... I've gone to those places and just sat at a sushi bar. I'll eat the sushi bar.
Get entertained.
Any time.
Yeah.
Like that shit, you can eat all sushi you want. You can eat your weight in sushi and you won't feel full.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you gotta drink the sake. That's the best one. Yeah.
Ooh.
Or get you too drunk to worry about now.
Okay.
Oh, you done drinking some sake? Hey, that's the shit.
It'll
I never had no sake.
It's strong,
that's the shit.
It's like a plum wine.
Japanese looking
it's
out.
It's weird. They drink it hot. I don't like to drink it hot.
I drink it hot, cool.
Yeah. I don't like to drink it cold. I usually just get like a spoiler or something.
Okay, yeah. It also make good meat tenderizer.
An idea or concept?
And that could be, you know, that's pretty broad. Whatever.
What about concept?
Oh, now he's quiet. He's fucked up. An idea or concept?
Concept.
Yeah, you choose.
He's so high, he's like...
Okay, concept, yeah, think of a concept.
I don't know, I just like... Oh, shit. Okay, cheer pets.
Okay. Chia pets?
Chia technology in general.
Have you ever had one?
No.
Have you ever had one?
You seem like someone who would have.
Nah, I never have.
What the fuck is a chia pet?
They sell it on the TV. It's like a ceramic thing, and you plant seeds on it, and it grows like hair.
Sort of, the
plant
that goes out makes
a little bit of hair. I wonder what would happen if I put some marijuana seeds on it.
You get like little marijuana plants. And then,
oh, snap, I need to go buy me a chia pet then.
Just buy a pot of soil. They don't grow bigger. You don't want a chia pet then.
That'd be hard, nigga. I just smoke my chia pet weed, nigga. I'm like, nigga, that's that chia pet. Nigga, that's that chia pet thing. Hey, nigga, that's that fire. You ain't never had
it. If those chia plants can get you high, that would be.
I'm like, look, homie, you ain't never had none of this weed. They be like, what you talking about? I be like, nigga, I got that chia.
And then you smoke them and you go, like, chia.
Hey, you'll be like, chill, boy. That's that chia. Then be like, hey, man, let me get some more of that chia.
Okay, so the concept is marijuana chia pets.
Okay.
Okay. I know there's a lot of people wondering about
those. Changes the thumbs, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. Like, for kids. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Boy, listen, if I had me a chill, only for adults only.
Shit, man, I could kiss.
I'm 17 and up.
That out.
Boy, you come to my party, boy. That's all we're going to be smoking. Well, we don't want no meat.
I sell cocaine to kids in the schoolyard just like a nun.
Man, if it ain't purple, better on.
Yeah, I bet about you and the police people.
White widow. White widow is the weed.
I'm going to get a chuckle out of
it. Anyway.
Anyway. Chia pets that you should smoke marijuana from. If the thing could double as a bong, then that would be.
I know that. Am I having it in a bottle?
So, yeah. If the thing could double as a bong, that would yeah, I'll give it a 5 thumbs up. I mean, that's the perfect marketing concept. I don't know why nobody's thought of it before.
Hey, it's still like hotcakes.
Face of Jimi Hendrix, you know?
There should be like 30-minute infomercial.
And you grew out, you know, or
anybody that's ever had an afro.
If I had 4 hands, I'd give it 4 thumbs up.
Okay.
We're going to play a song, I mean.
Okay.
This is brand new, from a brand new album I'm putting together called Blurring the Line of Demarcation.
Okay.
The song is called Smear Campaigns.
Go ahead.
Democracy and science share skeptical attitudes, sense that arguments from authority bankrupt. We'll be right back.
prefer the world as they would wish it to be to the world as it is.
The advice column.
I would like to know if it's okay to tell my best friend that I have feeling for her and want to let it off my chest. I'm married and happy.
I was with them until the part about being married and happy.
Yeah.
Because you thought it was like somebody in eighth grade.
Well, not only that, but I mean, yeah, I got my feelings for my best friend. Oh, by the way, I'm also married and happy.
He should have kept that to his interview. He's gonna let that other part out.
Well, she probably knows that she's his best friend. It's not like, you know, who's that girl you live with that you keep hanging out with? Well, that's, you know, like, it's not my wife. You know?
Right.
I see it like this.
I thought it was a girl writing.
Why would tell him? Okay. You know what I'm saying?
And
you married. You know what I'm saying? Why you gonna try and fuck up a happy home? That when you know what I'm saying, you weren't ready to get married then.
Wait a minute, are you saying that you think
I thought it was a girl writing.
You think it's a lesbian thing? Don't you saying?
Yeah.
Oh shit. You just think of that because that'd be hot.
It would.
Go ahead, baby.
It would. Yeah. I watch. Shit. I want to get in.
Leave her alone if you don't want to fuck up your happy home. Because when your wife you find out and she leave you, then you're going to be sad on the bed.
If you got a good thing at home, don't mess with something less in the streets. Because it ain't nothing out there. You better stay with what you got.
Exactly. If she messing with you, she must ain't got nothing over there, so she's trying to mess up what you got to get her.
What's your advice if it's a chick writing it?
If it's a chick writing another chick. Shit, nigga, have fun. Nigga, you already with one girl. Join the other girl. Shit, let her come in.
But before you even head to that, a person who you married to should at least know what's going down before it happened. To see is it, you know what I'm saying, all right.
Fuck that, nigga. Call me up on the phone.
Alive. Unless it's like, you know, like Rosie O'Donnell or something. They
if y'all
like,
having oh, three girls over there, call me up.
Is giving another girl, and she tell you after she's done it, you gonna be mad?
Now coming from a person like me, oh hell no.
Cool. That's what I'm saying. Ooh. I mean, most guys like, oh, okay.
But you know what I'm saying? These days and age,
it was my wife. Video, I wouldn't want my wife to.
He's married.
Like that.
Come on.
Do nothing like that though. It's a bad thing. Yeah. Dude, hey, bro. Holla at your girl. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't want your wife, you know what I'm saying, to go all there and mess with some other girl. Because then that means she ain't interested in your dick, really. She just letting you fuck her. She just really letting you fuck her. She probably more interested in another pussy.
I can live with that.
You know what that means? If your girl interested...
You better only be interested in this dick.
Huh? If your girl means if she interested in another female, you know what I'm saying? That means the person who she married to, you need to get on your job,
exactly.
Bro.
You, ain't
you need to get on
back.
Your job.
Y'all married. It's supposed to be y'all.
Be real. If you married to her, you better lick that
she
pussy, girl.
You married supposed to be fucking
you better lick
dick.
That pussy.
You ain't letting that dick right. If you married, it's supposed to be just y'all two. But me... I'm laying a dick right already.
Every time.
All right.
You already know. I ain't even gotta say nothing.
All right. If you have anal sex, can that damage your ovaries?
Oh, now whoever put that question up there, that was a real stupid question. Your ovaries is right around your pussy, right? It's in there. How is your ass got something to do with that? It's just the same when they be like, put my dick in your pussy, make it
shoot yourself.
They are way up in there. They're like right about here. They're about what?
They ain't in your ass.
Yeah. Exactly. They're so you can't. That's what I was saying. You can't fuck up your ass. You can't fuck up your.
You old dumbass.
Dumbass. Whoever put that up there. My question. My advice to you is go back to school.
Say yes, because we don't want her reproducing. You know.
So you want somebody booty holding her? Okay, look, I'm gonna tell you like this.
If only Tammy and John were here to help.
If you a freak, keep having sex in the butt, don't have no kids. But if you just regular, stay in school because you need to learn something.
I'm a virgin and have never had sex or come in contact with a guy.
Come in contact? That's gotta be hard for you.
And keep having dreams that I am pregnant. I have also missed a period. Am I pregnant?
So that means you lied. You must have told your mama you weren't pregnant because you can't lie to us. That's a lie.
You been fucking, baby.
All the time, shit. I miss my period, but I ain't been having sex.
Shit,
bitch,
you
freak.
You pregnant.
You either a freak or you just having sex and you lying.
And you just don't want to get caught.
This is your mom. This is just total strangers.
Man, you can't have sex. You can't not have sex and miss your period if you're a female. Come on, man. I got a grown ass woman.
Especially if they're new to having their period, sometimes they miss them all.
Okay, if you 13, take that question off the internet.
Yeah.
If you're carrying.
But if you can have a period, then that means you either having sex and you pregnant, or if you ain't having sex and you ain't having a period. You
that girl on 4400 got pregnant when she was abducted by the UFO.
That shit was fake.
Or it could be that she's on her way to Bethlehem with her husband to, you know, pay taxes.
Yeah.
The bitch is ill.
You been off in Bethlehem.
Stop lying, face up. You just a MySpace freak. A MySpace freak.
They got all this shit. From people like you.
Head down.
Pregnancy. I mean, true.
We ain't got no pregnancy.
You
if she miss her period, she pregnant. If she did, bitch, you ain't pregnant.
I got something for you.
But she didn't
have
any.
Sap. Sap.
But I'm saying if she young.
I say
whoever put that on there, I don't think that girl that
young.
Most
of these people are young.
But chances are.
And if she's a virgin, like really a virgin, she probably is really young too.
Now chances are if the whole Mary story is true though, it's probably a UFO that like abducted her.
Mary story, what are you talking about?
Okay, it's a UFO.
Mary.
What's wrong with you?
The other question.
Yeah. No, Mary.
The mother of God. UFO.
The one that we're supposed to pray for now in the hour of our death and all that.
Right.
Oh, say that again.
He's on some bullshit.
The Virgin Mary.
Yeah, he's tripping over there. He's talking about it was a UFO and stuff.
Okay, now you tripping hard. You don't need to smoke no more.
So this is our friend Jack Dracula doing a song called Mary, which probably has nothing to do with what you're talking about, but we're going to play it anyway.
Yeah. and that ain't right. This song goes out to Winona Ryder. I listen for secrets sitting in whispers, and in the wintertime, catch them tickling my whiskers, colliding with wind chimes. Tie the sense shivers up and down, tingling spines. I think time could stretch it. We'd spin a design inside a web that would catch drifts. Type the blow out birthday candles before we make our death wish. I'm waiting for a message. Am I calling? I'm checking my voicemail. I'm answering machines with man-made dreams. Man-made band-aids to cover up the seams. The cover-up seems to only work if the wound never opens up or bleeds. Beads of sweat form above the eyes of a heathen emperor who won't get on his feet and step outside into the freezing temperature. He wants to adjust the global thermostat. He's so remote, you can't control the world like that. Come to find these eggs ain't even golden. I see depreciation and the family jewels the queen is holding. That marriage was fixed. Happened when her feet were frozen. She still remains to be the only one who's seen the emperor's new clothing. Emperor's new clothing. Emperor's new clothing. Did y'all dress yourselves today? Wave them. La da da da. Did you like it? La da 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 da. Every day, all day. La da 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 da. Free Winona, y'all. La da 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 da. She was researching a role. Probably.
That sounds like some of that Tupac. It sounded like a little bit of
chicken. Yeah.
Now, ain't you that sound like chicken?
No, that was a live track with a live flutist, live drummer, and everything.
I forgot what beat came
from. He'll kill it.
Huh?
Tupac, he'll punish that beat. Really?
Yeah, that was Sage Francis with the Emperor's New Clothing. Yeah, Free Winona, y'all.
Yeah.
She was researching a role.
Probably. Hey, it's your boy be checking in. My boy Scoot on the beat. Yeah. Hey. Let me take a bath on the angry beach in all town. Hey, we hold it down. Matter of fact, we hold rounds. And matter of fact, I'm known as the king of the town. I'm holding Glocks, man. You know Glock semis. These lame ass motherfuckers can't get with me. I'm like Civvy automatic. I'm rolling stick shifts. Catch me on the road fucking with my main bitch. Ain't got a hoe on the side. Damn right, she down the ride. If I grab the two, then she gonna bust AVP where I reside. I would ride on them niggas if they fucking with Dominique. Damn right, I'ma kill you. EBA is the producer and Ian is my folk. Fuck around here, have your ass hanging by your throat with a rope on a tree. You a slave nigga to me. Fuck around, I'll leave your ass with them dead bodies be. Catch me off in the hood, posted on the block. I got them things chopped up. Yeah, you know it's hot. Fresh out the pots, yeah, I'm put it in Saran. And no Vaseline, man, I'm fucking the feds. I'm bucking the leg, you damn right, I'm aiming their heads. If you getting wrong, I'm busting your dome. Street lead, my niggas, what I claim. Rob G, Cash D, and Smoke Screen, man. Lobino represent, juggernaut. These other fuck niggas not. We'll pop them cause it's hot. Man, I'm squeezing with the Glock. They call the boy B N F A. Put a little silence in between the words. That's wordplay. Give a fuck what these herds say. You ain't got these herds, man. I'm smoking on that good green. Y'all niggas smoking birds, man. Talking about that you with G, but I hold it down, Dominique, yup.
Yeah.
cause parachute is necessary.
Game.
We got a game here. We're gonna do this a little differently than we normally do. This is another this versus this. There's only 12 of them.
Yeah.
And instead of, I'm gonna wait till the end and tell y'all which ones you got right. Okay, this I'm gonna read the list. Now we're gonna guess, and this is the team. It's S&P versus Man and Scooter. ENFA. The category is, it's only one or the other. Clint Eastwood film or gay porn film?
Clint Eastwood.
Okay, y'all ready?
Number one, you don't get to choose.
Number one. No, it's not like it's... No, you gotta tell me when I read you the title which one it is.
Oh, All right.
Francis.
One or the other.
Francis in the Navy.
Francis
in Clint the Eastwood.
Navy. You seen it?
No. Gay movie. I was right.
Well, y'all gotta... I'm gonna tell y'all at the end.
It's Clint. I think it's Clint Eastwood.
How can you get to us now again?
There's a reason.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe, bro.
What's the answer?
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
Same.
Sounds a little bit too gay. So I'm gonna
go. Okay. Dirty Harry?
Now we'll go with the gay porno film.
Are you serious?
Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry.
That's the most famous
yeah.
Clint Eastwood movie ever made.
You know? Yeah.
Maybe Unforgiven might be.
Y'all just give me. I don't know
who
Clint Eastwood is.
Wait,
what?
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 You do.
Have you ever seen Million Dollar Baby?
Oh, that's who that is.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Unforgiven.
Do you feel lucky, punk? Well, do you?
Okay, I'm with you now. I'm okay. With y'all now.
Dirty Harry.
Do you feel lucky? Why do you?
I'm going to give you Dirty Harry because everyone knows Dirty Harry is.
We're going to pretend you do. Okay.
All right.
Honky Tonk Man.
Gay movie.
Yeah, the gay.
What are you saying?
Nah, I'm gonna go with Clint Eastwood.
Alright. Okay.
I just got something out.
Magnum Force.
Gay.
That's a Clint Eastwood one. Because it carries like a magnum.
Okay, so the Clint Eastwood. Okay, y'all saying gay, you say Clint Eastwood? Alright. Okay.
The porn one, not the.
The Enforcer.
Not clean.
Clean as wood.
Okay. What are you saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably not. That's probably real.
Every Which Way But Loose.
Gay.
Clean as wood.
Gay.
I don't know.
Gay. Gay.
He's saying it. Go with him on that.
Are you saying Clint Eastwood?
I'm saying gay.
I'm saying gay.
Are y'all saying gay? Okay.
I'm okay.
All right.
That's not gay.
Bronco Billy.
He's been in a lot of cheesy western, hasn't he?
Clint Eastwood. I go with Clint Eastwood.
Saying Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, that's only a cheesy western.
Are you saying Clint Eastwood too?
Yeah.
All right. So Clint Eastwood. Any Which Way You Can.
Gay.
That sounds like something from the 70s.
Gay.
Man, I could tell y'all that one. I don't know. I'm lost.
There are a lot of porn films in the 70s, man.
Gay.
I know. I'm just saying, you know.
So, Clint Eastwood or gay?
I'm going to go Clint Eastwood.
That's what I'm going to go with, Clint Eastwood, dog.
You want Clint Eastwood? Okay.
Gay.
Hang 'em High.
I'm gonna go with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with it. Yeah, because they had roots.
Hang 'em High, though.
Hang 'em High.
Hang 'em High. Just Hang 'em High.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with that one.
City Heat.
That sounds like a gay ass
movie.
So it's either if it's western or cop film.
So which is it? The gay? Or
it's probably gay.
Yeah. So you saying gay?
Honestly, what's it called? City Heat?
Yeah.
Like City Cops. Heat.
Yeah. But I'm still going gay.
Okay. The Gauntlet.
Clean Eastwood.
Like a BDSD.
So what are you saying?
Who would make a gay porn from Magnum?
Okay. Last but not least, Pale Rider.
Clean Eastwood.
Sounds like a western.
That sound gay.
I think they're messing with us. I think whoever wrote this is messing with us.
That sound gay, man.
I'm gonna go with
the cowboy, pornos, and the cop pornos.
So, what are you saying? What are you saying?
What was the name of the film again?
Pale Rider.
Pale Rider.
Gay.
Eastwood.
Well, Mr. Pierce won, but only by 2 points. And here's the punchline: they're all Clint Eastwood.
Oh shit!
Not a single one of those is gay porn. But I'm telling you, man, Magnum Force and
that sounded gay.
That shit.
And then Pale Rider, come on, man, Pale Rider.
And that shit was crazy when he did that. He was talking about honky tonk, man. That shit was funny though.
Watch. Wow. So we're gonna
Magnum Force.
We're gonna play a couple more songs and dip out. I've got a really interesting remix. This will make both of y'all happy because it's Mobb Deep. It's the Shook Ones. It's a mashup. It's with King Island.
Seriously?
Dead serious. And it sounds really good together, actually. Okay. If you don't like it, we'll play the role. We'll take it. It's really weird. It's really cool.
I
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face. You're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my team and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked in Philly. So I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. This ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Shook ones. It ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
2-4-2. Yo, happy that form, you know what I'm saying? For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. Yo, it's a must of guys you trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, and we don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, mind, son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And once the smoke clears, you'll be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn to hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake jazz, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal minds thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my people's react. But lyrics like Max, I hit your dome up. When I roll up, don't be gon' sleep because I'm creepy.
Son, they shook, cause ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks. Sadly, I came to agree.
personally, I came to agree.
Al Green, man.
Yeah, so we're in and out with Dan Warren. That's called The Ugly American, which I think is probably a quote from William S. Burroughs. So, yeah, it's been the podcast number 35. Thanks for coming out, man, and Scooter.
Okay, this is what he's signing out.
Nice being here, man.
See you later, man. See you later, man.
Want to give a shout out to AVP, my boy Danny, my boy Tate, Dominique, you know what I'm saying, the whole Apple.
I want to give a shout out to Underwood. I ain't going to give up no Rob names, Jean but Cash. What's happening, my niggas on De La Cote.
Rob G and Cash, St. Alain.
And to the Street League, and to my boy St. Holler down in Florida.
Yeah.
What's up to all my Glen Hill baby, my Atlanta babies, my Joseph baby. What's up to my man? Butler baby.
Yeah.
Beautiful shouting.
He's got voicemail.
I
call
him.
As soon as I see him, if I see him,
shout out to the guys in the ATL, baby. Shout out to
my baby Q, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, by there.
George Bush.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck George Bush.
Fuck George Bush.
Yeah, if I give him a shout out, he'll listen, then he'll hear that.
Yeah, that's your shout out. Fuck you.
Shout out to Austin Rhodes. Don't get fired.
Shout out to Austin Rhodes.
Racist
bleep, 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 motherfucker.
Bleep, 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 motherfucker.
You might as well just cuss, you know what I'm saying?
So what they bleep out, that's what I'm wondering. Bleep, 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 you fucking
you wanna say, hey, you
wanna
they
say- don't want me to know what, they don't want to know what I'm saying, because my boy E already said he got edited out what I said the first time. So bleep, bleep, bleep.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. And that's from B.
Alright.
Tell with you.
You want to give a shout out to Sarah Silverman?
To Sarah Silverman.
If I see you, I'm going to shove a dick down your throat. That's your shout out.
That's what I was going to say, too, but for different reasons.
I'm shoving down it because she needs something.
You know what? Sarah Silverman, I tell you what I do. I pimp you. I push you right down on Broad Street and pimp you, baby.
Oh, sell that pussy. Get that money.
Right down on Front Street.
Walls be loose as hell.
Sarah Silverman. Thank you. Thank you.
I probably make a new powder.
Thanks for listening, Sarah.
So, yeah, you've been listening to Podcast 35. Remember, you can always check us out, podcast.shapelessmass.com, myspace.com/shapelessmasscast.
You've got a MySpace page.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
In the studio with the real niggas, chill with EBA.
And we're going to head out with some, you know, shit on me on 12, so anyway.
UNLV Records coming soon.
Just keep listening. We don't know when the next one will happen, but it'll happen.
Yeah.
Bye.
Grab it. 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 Grab it.
He's okay.
He can go in the bathroom and he can go home.
Dang.